Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, just 8 days from D-Day, from Decision Day for the American people. There are literally millions. I believe the total is more than 10 million already. People who have voted already, put their ballots in the mail or dropped them at drop boxes or actually waited at polling stations to cast their ballots, because that's the way it works when you're able to vote early. And this isn't even that much early. What's fascinating about this is I was spending some time looking at the map, and I think that there is a situation on the map. I'm looking at the new map from RCP, and it looks like they may have changed another state, which is fascinating. But basically, what you have is they have a clear leader in most of the states, and there are seven toss-ups. And what's fascinating about the toss-ups is that if you look at all across the map, and just not classifying toss-ups or leaning Republican or leaning Democratic, when you look all across the map, it's Democratic seats that are most at risk in toss-up elections. What do I mean? The toss-up elections, according to Real Clear Politics, and the reason I'm using their polling is because they go to an average of polling. In other words, they have a whole bunch of different polls behind it. And they've ended up being pretty reliable. There could be some real surprises. Of course, that toss-up can go any way and still not be a surprise. What's fascinating about this is there are five U.S. senators, Democrats, who are seeking re-election, and they are facing a toss-up situation. Then there are two Republican senators who are seeking re-election, and they are facing a toss-up situation. So, basically, if the Republicans can nail the two toss-up seats they're defending, which are Ron Johnson's seat in Wisconsin and what was Rob Toomey's seat in Pennsylvania, which is now a race and it's so close between John Fetterman, it's unbelievable that he could even make it close, and Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. In other words, if Dr. Oz can win his election, and if Ron Johnson can win his re-election, then the worst that the Republicans can do, the worst, would be a tie, which would be you go back to this 50-50 business with Kamala Harris representing the deciding vote. But if Ron Johnson Dr. Oz can win their elections, then you have all these chances, and there are five of them, for a Democrat to lose. And those chances, according to Real Clear Politics, are Arizona, where Mark Kelly, the incumbent senator, it's supposed to be a very close race. Nevada, where the Republican challenger Adam Laxalt is actually slightly ahead of Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. And state of Washington, where our very own Tiffany Smiley is now virtually tied with Patty Murray. And it's listed as a toss-up on the RCP map. And then there's also Herschel Walker, challenging Governor Warnock. And see, this is what's going to be very frustrating to people, is if you go ahead and have Herschel Walker and Warnock and neither of them gets over 50%, then they go to a runoff in December and control of the Senate isn't decided. The one biggest surprise to me here is Donald Bolduc, who won the Republican nomination. And a lot of people, including me, I'll admit it, I just thought, okay, this guy just won the nomination. He's really, really out there. He is one of those people who believes that his first order of business is going to be to overturn the election of 2020. Toss up. And he's running against Maggie Hassan, who has been considered for a long time the most at risk of all the Democratic senators. With all of this so important, when you have debates on these issues, it becomes pretty exciting. Tiffany Smiley was debating. It was a second debate they've had. It's the last debate they're going to be having in this campaign with just 8 days to go. Tiffany Smiley, nurse, activist, dynamic GOP candidate, spoke about out-of-control spending in D.C. and its contribution to inflation. This is from the debate over the weekend. This is clip 9.
Senator Murray stood with Joe Biden with the American Rescue Plan and said, we are in a better place now. We are not, Democrat economists warned that would cause the greatest inflation that we've seen in a generation. That's exactly what it's done. You know, I'll never forget seeing a mom at the Kent Safeway, and her little girls were sitting outside of her car as if it was their backyard. They were clearly living out of their car. They had their dolls out, and they were playing with them. She was inside trying to make ends meet to feed them. That woman doesn't need Senator Murray's electric vehicle voucher. That woman needs gas prices to be lower and food to be lower. I have a plan for recovery and reform, how we can turn crisis into hope. We need to rein in this out-of-control spending. The Inflation Reduction Act does nothing to reduce inflation. In fact, it raises taxes on all of us, and Senator Murray was the deciding vote for the excise tax on natural gas. So your energy will be going up heading into winter. I will rein in that out-of-control spending. I will work to permanently extend the 2017 tax cuts for the middle class. And I certainly will ensure that the 87,000 IRS agents do not come after our small businesses and hardworking Washington families.
And then there is response, at least it's partially a response, to Tiffany Smiley by Senator Patty Murray, defending her record. This is clip 10.
Look, I grew up in a big family, 7 kids, and my dad ran a small store in Main Street in Bothell, and I know tight budgets, and I know how challenging it is, and I know that's what families are facing right now. So what I have focused on as we have gotten through a very challenging time in our country is lowering costs for families as we get through this. That is exactly why we passed the Inflation Reduction Act that will specifically lower costs for people's prescription drugs and make sure that they can afford health care as we work our way through this. And secondly, to lower our energy costs so that we can afford the prices that we're seeing right now. And I want to address gas separately because that is important. But in the Inflation Reduction Act, we specifically work to provide tax credits for people to be able to afford energy as we move to a new clean energy economy, which, by the way, has also the effect of creating new jobs and producing those kinds of new energy right here. That will, in the long run, of course, lower your energy costs. For me, one of the biggest things we need to do moving forward is provide child care. It is one of the biggest barriers to people to go back to work and one of the costliest items besides housing for families to face right now. So going forward, that's something we need to focus on, and we need to focus on the issue of housing. Let me go back to gas prices, because I do support the president using the Strategic National Reserve in the immediate, but that is not a good solution for the long run. We have to make sure that we are moving to a new clean energy economy.
And she is moving to a day of decision in next Tuesday. Wait till you hear the debate between Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Concerning the House of Representatives, one of the projections has changed. The previous projection through the weekend had been that the GOP would win between 15 and 20 seats, more than enough to take over the U.S. Congress. It has now been officially changed over at RCP to the GOP winning between 20 and 25 seats. which would give Kevin McCarthy, as the new speaker, a far bigger margin than Nancy Pelosi has struggled with the last 2 years. Donald Trump has also requested that the Supreme Court, three of whose members he appointed, step in to block a House committee from obtaining his past tax returns from the Internal Revenue Service before a Thursday deadline for the material to be turned over. So in addition to deciding truly crucial issues like affirmative action, whether you can have equal justice, constitutional equality, and race-based college admissions, have them together at the same time, or they need to be separate, and which one should be chosen. This is big stuff. Trump's tax returns. It is unbelievable to me that, given the fact that there's been so much information about his tax returns already in the press, and including the $73 million refund that he got during the time he was losing money with his casinos. In any event, we will see if Trump actually gets turned away from the Supreme Court, as I suspect that he will, and that he will be required, the actually Internal Revenue Service will be required to send the information to get that they are being sought by the House committee and send it over to the House. Okay, we're talking about these debates, which are actually pretty revealing, it seems to me, in the state of the race and races and why it is where it is. Tiffany Smiley, again, somebody who I think a year ago, almost no one in the state of Washington had heard about Tiffany Smiley. She has now, because of running a terrific campaign, being a fine communicator, focusing on the big issues. And the big issues are, of course, inflation and the economic struggles of ordinary people in the state of Washington, and the issue of crime. This is Tiffany Smiley, who is the Republican nominee for United States Senate. This is her talking about the surge in crime. Clip 11.
Senator Murray went on the Senate floor June of 2020 and called for funds to be diverted from our police force. And if there was funding in the American Rescue Plan, why is it not working? We have less police officers per capita in Seattle. We clearly have a crime problem. I believe in protecting our Second Amendment rights while also ensuring that guns do not get in the hands of criminals. Seattle had the highest homicides they had, you know, since in 10 years. We had a blood shortage in Washington State. Our team held a blood drive to bolster that supply. Women are feeling less safe. In fact, there's not even enough cops to prosecute sexual assaults and to follow up on them. That just seems absolutely unacceptable. 30 years in the Senate, and this is where we are? Anyone can go to Patty versus Public Safety to understand her soft on crime policies that have led us to this place.
Okay, look, do people in the state of Washington and people not just in King County, but it's in Tri-Cities, it's Spokane, it's everywhere in the state, people are feeling the upsurge in crime. You know where it's been particularly acute is the upsurge in car theft, which is appalling. And then there's also been an upsurge in carjacking, which can be deadly. And speaking of deadly, Brian Kemp, I think, is well ahead. This is not a Senate race. This is a gubernatorial race. And it's one of the most important governorships in the country in Georgia. And during a debate with Stacey Abrams, and Stacey Abrams is the Democrat who's challenging his rule in Georgia. He won the primary handily. against a Trump-backed candidate, but here is Governor Kemp talking about some of the endorsements he has from law enforcement. Listen, clip 8.
And we'll continue to have their back, and that is me. And that's why we have the endorsement of 107 sheriffs around this state.
As I pointed out before, I'm not a member of the Good Old Boys Club. So no, I don't have 107 sheriffs who want to be able to take black people off the streets.
Wow. That's what the sheriffs want to do? And then she goes further and says, no, she's never been in favor of defunding the police, even though the evidence shows that she has. This is clip 7.
I did not say, and nor do I believe in defunding the police. He is lying again, and I've never said that I believe in defunding the police.
So yes to some defunding. We have to reallocate resources, so yes.
Yes, that's the kind of saying yes to defunding the police. Look, right now, with things going... proceeding in a difficult manner, at least, if you're a Democrat. As I mentioned, there are two crucial seats where the Democrats have a chance to capture a Republican seat. Given the fact that of the 5 Democratic seats that Republicans have gotten in the toss-up column, they'll win at least one of them. So unless the Democrats knock off Ron Johnson in Wisconsin and or Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, the Republicans probably will win control of the Senate. So Barack Obama, their most effective campaigner by far, traveled to Wisconsin, and he went after Ron Johnson in such an aggressive way that it is extraordinarily striking. We will get to that. We will also get to Obama. I don't know, he was talking about an asteroid heading towards Earth. No, he really is. And actually, the Republicans have gone along with efforts to try to curb that. Remember, recently they actually hit a traveling space object and indicated that if they need to get an asteroid that's hurtling toward Earth and get it off course and not to kill us the way that an asteroid at least allegedly killed the dinosaurs. By the way, the allegedly is not saying because I don't believe that dinosaurs exist. Of course they existed. And that's probably why they no longer exist. But we will receive all of the former president, President Obama's wisdom on that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
And I'm quoting here, insane, catastrophic, chaos.
The Michael Medved Show.
These are some of the more polite words.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Federal charges are being filed against a man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. The Department of Justice announcing that David DePepe is being charged with attempted kidnapping and assault. DePepe allegedly attacked Paul Pelosi on Friday with a hammer at his home in San Francisco. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with China's foreign minister and state counselor Sunday. State Department spokesman Ned Price is confirming the conflict between Russia and Ukraine came up in the conversation.
Secretary Blinken, for his part, thought it was important to raise once again Russia's continued war against Ukraine and the threat it poses to global peace and economic stability and prosperity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Seems like a sensible thing to do.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
No.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we'll go to President Obama in a moment, but it's just a reminder, and again, I have to remind myself as well, we got our ballots in the mail, and we live in the state of Washington, and we have to fill them out and drop them off. It's okay if you put them in the mail, but you can be sure they'll get there if you drop them off and know there's nobody lurking around drop boxes who are going to steal our ballots away. But the election is so close. The new polling on Tiffany Smiley and Patty Murray shows a margin of less than 1%. Less than 1% for Patty Murray. That means this is very doable. There's also just the brand new polling from Georgia. There's an Election Day poll that shows Herschel Walker winning by 1%. It's incredibly close. And the other thing is that a race that, okay, nobody should give up on it, between General Bolduc, Donald Bolduc, and Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, the most recent polling shows either 1% or 3%. It's it's amazingly close out there, and frankly, if Ron Johnson, who is the incumbent senator from New Hampshire going for a third, from Wisconsin going for a third term, if he can win, and he's running against a very radical guy, the lieutenant governor, whose name is Mandela Barnes, and that was the opponent that he wanted because he is somebody who, even for Wisconsin, which has a very strong liberal tradition, even in Wisconsin, that should probably not work out. But listen to a very out of sorts, angry Barack Obama, former president, going after Ron Johnson on the crucial issue of Social Security. This is clip 13.
Some of you here are on Social Security. Yeah. Some of your parents are on Social Security. Some of your grandparents are on Social Security. You know why they have Social Security? Because they worked for it. They worked hard jobs for it. They had chapped hands for it. They had long hours and sore backs and bad knees to get that Social Security. And if Ron Johnson does not understand that, if he understands giving tax breaks for private planes more than he understands making sure that seniors who've worked all their lives are able to retire with dignity and respect, he's not the person who's thinking about you and knows you and sees you, and he should not be your senator from Wisconsin.
Okay, there is President Obama whipping up the audience over what exactly? Where is there any indication that Ron Johnson wants to take away Social Security? Okay, really, this is not a campaign issue for Republicans. They tried to make it a campaign issue against Paul Ryan. You may remember that. He was pushing grandma off a cliff in a commercial that the Democrats ran. And the entire idea back in the Bush administration, in Bush's second term, he wanted to give people a choice on Social Security about whether to put their money into some kinds of government-supervised investment accounts where they would actually produce more money than the Social Security does directly. And frankly, it was a reform that was going to save Social Security, not destroy it. But you don't hear any Republican this year talking about privatizing Social Security or eliminating Social Security or cutting it. And you also don't hear Republicans talking about destroying the world with invading asteroids. Here's President Obama once again. Listen.
So inflation's a problem. What is the Republican answer? Look, I mean, if they had a great answer, that'd be one thing. But you know what their big economic policy is? They want to gut Social Security and Medicare and then give big tax cuts to the wealthy and some of the most successful corporations in the world. That's their agenda. And by the way, that's their answer for everything. Debbie knows, Gary knows, back in 2008, 2010, inflation was low, unemployment was high. What was their answer? Tax cuts for the wealthy and cut back on Social Security and Medicare. It doesn't matter what the problem is. No matter what, listen, if there was an asteroid heading towards Earth and we got everybody in the room said, what are we going to do? I think we should cut taxes for the wealthy. No, that's not going to help you. How's that going to help you?
Okay, how is that going to help you? And again, I don't think this is working. Is the Gallup poll and all of the polling are showing that Social Security doesn't turn up as a big issue because it's not a big issue. They're not debating about it. For instance, one of the things that is interesting, do we have that clip of Ron DeSantis, don't we? Speaking for it would be worth it. But Ron DeSantis, with all of the close races we have, his race against Charlie Crist, former Republican, is not close. Ron DeSantis is cruising toward a landslide. In fact, he's so confident about his election in Florida, he traveled up to New York, where they a lot of Floridians actually come from, and to campaign for Zeldin, Congressman Zeldin, who is could be the biggest winner in the country if he pulls off this upset. And the Democrats are worried sick about it. And here is Ron DeSantis campaigning along with Zeldin, the Republican candidate for governor, congressman from Long Island, who has made a heck of a race against the incumbent governor, Kathy Hochul, in the Empire State. Here's Ron DeSantis on his behalf.
Listen. I've known him for a number of years. I've served with him. He's a veteran. He's somebody that has very strong values. And most importantly, he is capable of exercising leadership. And that's what you need more than anything else.
Not quite as angry as Lee Zeldin, as Barack Obama. But it says something when he comes up to New York State in the midst of his own campaign to make a pitch for a colleague who's change his victory there could win phenomenally, impactfully. There's also this, Barack Obama heckled during his speech, and listen to the reaction. This is clip 12.
And if elected officials don't do more to explicitly reject that kind of rhetoric, if they tacitly support it or encourage their supporters to stand outside voting places armed with guns and dressed in tactical gear, more people can get hurt. And we're going to be violating the basic spirit of this country. Yes. So, sir, come on. But this is what I mean.
Okay, this is what I mean. And then he says, right now I'm talking. And he goes on talking. Is he back to throwing water to the crowds? Remember that? Do we have some lessons from Vietnam about Ukraine? Or are they really lessons for Russia? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, everybody. I want to talk with you about a new consumer website.
MichaelMedved.com.
100% of the people, 100% of the time, going on this website will have a perfectly seamless, smooth experience.
Well, if the president can guarantee that, that's President Obama, of course, then isn't that something you can take to the bank? Meanwhile, go to our website. You can also find out about banking some of your investments with our crowd, which does a phenomenal job. You can just read about it. It's totally free. You get a brochure with some of the most exciting new startups in the high-tech field that you can be part of through crowdsourced funding. It's a fascinating opportunity and one unique to our crowd, my brother's company, which is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Okay, there are a number of questions people asking, is Ukraine Russia's Vietnam? And why do we know that Ukraine isn't America's Vietnam? You know how we know? How many troops did America have in Vietnam? Basically losing the war because of our leadership, not because of our troops. We had up to 600,000, and it went up and up and up and up and up over years. How many troops do we have in Ukraine? We don't have any in Ukraine. We don't have any troops directly involved. We do have some men, advisors, and with weapon systems helping the Ukrainians, and some stationed nearby in places like Romania and Poland, I believe in Hungary also. But there's a piece by an Israeli scholar for a very well-respected Israeli think tank. His name is Amos Asael. And he says, the Ukraine war makes many wonder whether it is the Vietnam War all over again. Well, it isn't. The two wars are different and in some ways even inverted. But in their bottom lines, they are one and the same. Ukraine is different, first of all, physically. And not only because it's twice the size of Vietnam. A European flatland of bitterly frozen winters, the current war's theater is the opposite of the Asian jungles and mountains whose people endured 3 colonial occupations and 1 civil war. Ukraine's situation is also different historically. Unlike Vietnam's occupiers, who came from afar, Ukraine's are headquartered in Moscow, a 90-minute flight from Kyiv. The Ukraine war is also different culturally. The Vietnamese had no previous acquaintance with their Japanese, French, and American conquerors. Ukraine's defenders and invaders are cousins who share the same Orthodox Christianity, for the most part, understand each other's Slavic tongue, and write the same Cyrillic script. The Ukraine war is even more different socially. Unlike heavily industrialized Ukraine, Vietnam was a society of small-scale farmers. That's why the two wars are also economically different. Wartime Vietnam played no role in the global economy, whereas Ukraine is a major producer of energy, metals, and grain. That's why the two wars are also very different militarily. The Vietnamese had nothing comparable to the Ukrainians' missiles, cannons, aircraft, tanks, ships, and training, the result of 3 decades of independence. The Vietnamese fought mainly with rifles, pistols, grenades, and knives. And what aircraft, artillery, and missiles they wielded were woefully inferior to what imperial industry wrought on them. Even so, in terms of what matters most, Russia is repeating the Western powers' mistakes in what the French called Indochina, the Americans called Vietnam. Russia's first mistake, writes Dr. Asael, Russia's first mistake lies in its leaders' political reading, or rather misreading, of the Ukraine when they decided to attack it. Like the French and Japanese, in their situations, the Kremlin thought it would manipulate a conquered people to submission through viable leaders. In Indochina, it was Emperor Bao Dai, a hedonistic playboy whose leadership was no match for the charismatic and ascetic Ho Chi Minh. Much the same way, the collaborators in Moscow planned to install in Kyiv got lost in Volodymyr Zelensky's shadow. Russia's second mistake lay in its military planning, which, like the Americans in Vietnam, prepared for the type of conventional war that it excelled in. Yet the ones who decided the war's character were the defenders, and their choice was a guerrilla war for which last century's Americans, like this century's Russians, are unequipped and untrained. This is the first military mistake the Russians repeated, having been trapped in the guerrillas by the guerrillas who lampooned thousands of their tanks, avoiding the conventional war's confrontation of tank versus tank. This is besides the Russian failure to meet conventional war's basic demands of a large-scale maneuvering and long-distance logistics. In any event, it goes on and talks about the Tet Offensive. The Tet Offensive dramatically convinced Americans that the war wasn't about to be won and destroyed American confidence. Now, in its response to the enemy's initial successes, Russia is repeating the Johnson administration's answer in North Vietnamese fighting spirit, which was to balloon America's expeditionary force from fewer than 20,000 troops in 1963 to 184,000 in 1965, and more than 500,000 by 1968. That, too, is happening now in Russia, both in its leaders' decision to enlist 300,000 more troops and in the people's response to this decree, which is to run for Russia's exits, much the way Americans fled to Canada. Not that many Americans fled to Canada. There are going to be hundreds of thousands who flee Russia. And one of the things that they desperately need in Russia is more artistic achievement and support for the country and the disastrous direction it's headed. Right now, there's an artistic achievement that's playing in movie theaters, actually playing on Netflix, and it's very much worth your attention. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winners Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne co-star in a true-life crime drama about a dedicated nurse who becomes suspicious of her male colleague when the police begin asking questions in The Good Nurse, now streaming on Netflix.
We understand that you work with a Charlie Cullen.
He's been at 9 hospitals. 9.
There was a rumor about him. No, the hospital would have done something.
You would think so.
And you would think that this spellbinding film will get all kinds of awards attention, thanks to the superb work of Danish director Tobias Lindholm. The characterizations here range from the heroic to the monstrous, but all of them coming across as complex personalities, thanks to consistently first-rate performances. It's rated R for frequent reference to deadly crimes, and deserves 4 stars, since The Good Nurse is one great movie. And certainly worth seeing, and very impressive true crime story about an incredibly prolific serial killer. Speaking of serial killers, the latest FBI crime data is out, and once more, as it has before, it shows how communities along the U.S.-Mexico border, communities like San Diego, El Paso, have lower violent crime rates than other U.S. cities similar in size. Why would that be? The Atlantic also asks that we should declare a pandemic amnesty. Now, what does that mean? Forgiving each other for what we did and what we said during the dark days of COVID? Are they really so definitively over? We can pray. There's also a question for SCOTUS, and a question that was clearly defined today. The Supreme Court of the United States can either uphold race-based college admissions or defend constitutional equality. Can't do both. And both arguments, they're trying to employ the Brown versus School Board of Topeka, the first school desegregation case. Is that relevant here? Maybe. Meanwhile, why do voters care much more about the issue of the economy than the issue of abortion? Well, because kind of everybody buys food every day, and very few people have abortions every day. Is this going to decide the election coming up? With 1 week to go, we will confront that crucial question and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.